Aggies take a hit to the pocketbook. You will once again see a rise in tuition at NMSU. Regents approved a 3% increase as well as cementing a hiring freeze indefinitely. The increase adds up to an additional $72 for an in-state undergraduate. Regents didn't change housing costs but did up the cost of meal plans by 4%. NMSU President Gary Carruthers says with reduced revenue from fewer students, all campuses will reduce spending by about $9.1 million. Many questions and hesitation surrounded the city council during the first talks of a zoning change to possibly allow a new Walmart to be built on the corner of Teshiro and Valley Drive. No public comment was allowed yesterday, but councilors had a first chance to digest the proposed zone change. Councilor Cale Levitino says the change seems vague.
Is this being done so that a big box can come in? What is the economic impact on the businesses around it? What is the impact on the traffic, on the residential areas? I'm really concerned about the impact.
The zone change is up for a vote on April 20th. Governor Susana Martinez made a stop in Santa Teresa yesterday. Martinez signed a bill that would extend the overweight zone in Santa Teresa and two other ports of entry to 80,000 pounds in hopes to boost commerce. She also announced MCS Industries, a green manufacturer of picture frames, will open a warehouse in Santa Teresa, investing $11.1 million and creating around 20 new jobs. If you get pulled over by LCPD, you'll now be on camera. The police department is adding more than 70 cameras on traffic and patrol officers in the next couple of months. They are the latest law enforcement agency in the state to use body cameras. The cameras are only 3 inches tall and weigh less than an ounce. Police say the cameras cost about $320,000, which will be spent over a five-year period. For the Bravo Mike Radio Network, I'm Vanessa Dalbovich. Be careful what you post on social media. You better think twice before posting a private picture online. It's now a crime to distribute sensitive images of a person in an effort to harass or injure them. The governor signed into law the revenge porn bill Monday. New Mexico joins at least 16 states that have enacted similar laws in the past 10 years. When the law takes effect July 1st, the first conviction will be a misdemeanor, subsequent convictions a fourth-degree felony. Public hearings started this week to consider changing wastewater rules for the state's dairy industry. The Water Quality Control Commission says this could be the first in a series of meetings that will range from Roswell to Santa Fe. The proposed changes would affect requirements for monitoring wells and liners to protect New Mexico's limited groundwater supply. It's time to watch your speed on county roads. The governor signed the dirt road bill that makes the default speed on county roads that do not have a speed limit posted 55 miles per hour. Right now, the speed limit is 75 miles per hour. Senator Pat Woods created the law and says it makes more sense in local communities.
The county has a hard time maintaining these roads to a high speed limit. Causes a lot of liability situations, and it should save lives.
The speed change will take effect in January. Missing money has prompted an investigation by the state auditor in McKinley County. Officials say federal grant money that was supposed to be used on DWI prosecution and prevention was misspent. McKinley County received $400,000 every year since 2010, and much of it is unaccounted for. During that time, Felix Begay served as sheriff. He left office in December. For the Bravo Mike Radio Network, I'm Vanessa Dalbovich.